Hello. Today I wanted to talk about a new product that I discovered recently that I think will help many of you out there. So, during these COVID times, if you are going out these days, you're probably wearing one of those disposable masks. They typically are these thin blue masks that you can just wear and easily throw away. However, if you've wore one of these masks before, you've probably noticed that it can sometimes be difficult to breathe in them, especially when you've been using them for a while. What probably happens is as you use the mask for, let's say, a couple hours, you're basically breathing in air and the air that you're breathing in is kind of warm as well. And what happens is the mask kind of loses its crispness over time, and the material kind of gets a little bit more softer, I guess. And when that happens, as the material gets softer, when you breathe in air, the mask actually starts to rub against your mouth or nose, and starts to get a little uncomfortable because in some ways it sort of starts to hinder the airflow, especially when the mask is pressed right against your mouth or nose. And then when you eventually take off your mask, you still feel like your breathing has kind of been exhausted a little bit, or you get that feeling. So I've actually found a simple product online that actually helps with this issue. And even though it's a simple product, I no longer feel like as fatigued as before. There isn't like an official, easy to remember name for this product, but basically what it is, it's a piece of silicone that you will place over your nose and mouth. And what it does, it's just firm enough such that when you place your mask over it, it will maintain the structure of your mask while providing just enough of space between the mask and your nose and mouth so that you can actually breathe easier and not have the mask constantly brushing against your nose and mouth. So the way you can find this is you can go to a place like Amazon or eBay or probably even AliExpress and just do a search for something like either silicone mask or silicone 3D mask or silicone mask frame. And the kind of results that will pop up is you'll kind of see a picture of someone wearing like this plastic thing or what looks to be almost like a attachment that you place on your nose and mouth. And they usually come in a pack of maybe like 5, 6, or 10. So if you're looking to try it out, I would not pay more than $1 each. You may be able to find them for less if you buy them in a set. In general, I wouldn't worry too much about comparing one from another. I would just try and find the cheapest one possible. The important thing is that just make sure the material is made of silicone because silicone does not like hold on to bacteria compared with other materials. Silicone is also reusable and washable at the same time. This will help solve one of the issues of wearing a disposable mask. It doesn't solve the problem of breathing in warm air because when you're breathing in and out, the air kind of like circulates within the mask and you end up breathing warm air from your breath. But this simple device has really helped me in using the disposable masks for a longer period of time, and it actually just makes it that much more comfortable when wearing a mask. One last thing to mention is that if you are interested in buying something like this, you might see various designs out there. Honestly, I haven't tried some of the various designs, and so far they don't seem to matter as much. But if you do find a difference, please do let me know. But I've tried the ones that kind of look like a grill. There's also ones that kind of have like this circular shape and just like a kind of like a plus sign in the middle. But so far I haven't experienced much difference. They are just as effective. I think it would only affect slightly the shape when your mask goes over it and covers your face, but that's about it from my experience.